Today I have with me Dr. Susan Polster, who is an associate professor in communications at USU Eastern, and we're talking today about the 38th annual Women's Conference. Thank you, Susan, for joining with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you for having me.
The 38th annual conference? That's a long time.
Can you believe that? We're the longest running women's conference in Utah at this point. So we just keep trekking on. As people keep coming to the conference, we just say, okay, we'll do it one more year and one more year. We have a cutoff date of 40. So we probably only have maybe two more conferences, and then we may change it to an education conference or something, but we'll always have a conference.
So why would you want to cut it off at 40? I don't understand that.
It's kind of run its scope of it all. I think, and even though in today's political arena, there's a lot of women's movements and things like that, it's hard saying women's conference because you put a gender to it. And I think it's easier if we just do like an education conference, because we have men come. And I think when you say it's a women's conference, I think, oh, I'm not invited. They are invited. We have many male speakers, and we had Larry Gelwitz last year as our main keynote speaker, and he's, you know, the rugby coach out of that they featured on the movie Forever Strong. And he was a great speaker, Larry was. So I think if we change it to a different name, I'd love to see some men here, more men than that. So I think it's kind of outlived its usefulness, and we need to probably change it to an education conference. But Women's Conference for this year and for the next couple of years works perfect for us.
Well, in fact, that was one of the questions I was going to ask is, it's one thing to have male speakers there, but male attendees?
Absolutely. I've got four or five registered already. A lot of times they'll come with their wives. They'll come with their wives our topics are like, we have Dennis Harvard from Emory County. Doing one organic gardening for southeastern Utah, and this is the prime season for gardening. And you got Matt Fairbanks, who's a DEA agent, and he's coming out of Ogden for us, and he's talking about the opioid addiction and how it affects all of us and what we can do. And you've got Neil Peacock coming out of Emory County talking about body language and leadership. I've got Chris Sanford. He's a paraplegic, and he just set a world cycling record. And so, I mean, we always have lots of male speakers. And I think these are topics that, you know, they're very gender neutral. I think it should be for everyone.
Let's go back to your main or your morning keynote speaker, Marilee Boyack.
Yes, she's from Lehigh, Utah.
And tell us about her.
You know, Marilee, we heard about Marilee, Dorothy Powell's on our committee. And Dorothy always goes to BYU Education Week. And she is the number one speaker at BYU Education Week. She's incredible. She calls herself a Renaissance woman. She's written a lot of books. She's a speaker. She calls herself a life coach. She's an attorney. She's a community leader. She's a politician. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. And she's also a breast cancer survivor. And she's an incredible speaker. And she combines humor with lessons learned. Throughout her life, excellent speaker. And so I think people really like her. And what's funny is we've always brought either politicians in, we've brought media people in, we've brought philanthropists in to talk to the women's conference. So this year we brought some unknown names, but with incredible resumes. So I think our crowd of people who support us every year, I think they really like to listen to these people.
Boy, it sounds interesting. It sounds like she has some substance to her also.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like some of the books she's written is like 52 Weeks of Fun Family and Service, Toss the Guilt and Catch the Joy, In Trying Times, Just Keep Trying. And that was one of the books she wrote about, which chronicles her life experiences with breast cancer. And so she added life coaching to her portfolio, which helps clients move forward with their life. And so, you know, we all need help at some point. And I think people will like her a lot.
Well, that's good. Now, your afternoon keynote speaker, Brighton and Josie Solomon.
Yeah, they're out of Springville. And she was born with bipolar. disease. And she spent 100 days in her car, living outside of a car, going throughout the United States just interviewing people to write a book. And her topic is, you don't have to be healed to help. And she struggles with bipolar disease and mental illness. And so in her resume she sent me, it talks about, like, crying and that we'll cry with her and we'll laugh with her and we'll share in the joys that she's come up with. And she's very young. Her husband's with her, Brighton. They've got a project called the 444 Project, and they're going to Peru, and they're going down to help people. So great human beings, and they live in Springville. And then she's living on later on that day, and she's going and speaking at Dixie State College, so it's Dixie State University now. So anyway, so that would be more on mental health, and that's been a huge topic in the media right now. So I think we can do a lot of help with her, you know, by just listening to her. And she's funny, and she's young, and she's youthful, and it'll be fun to see her husband give his side of the story. But they're very cool people, and they just travel the world.
Now, for those of us who haven't attended, what's the format? You've got the morning and afternoon speakers, and then your workshops, are they interspersed,
yes,
or how does that work?
Yes, you register, it starts at 8:30, it's $25, and there's 5 workshops at 10:10, there's 5 workshops at 11:20, and there's 5 more workshops at 12:30. And so they can select one of the 5 workshops every hour. So they have the opportunity of attending three workshops total, one every hour.
Plus then listening to the 2 keynote speakers.
Plus the 2 keynote speakers, plus they get lunch, there's a continental breakfast, and then what we all can't wait to hear is there's always an outstanding woman of southeastern Utah named, and that's named lunch. And so that's already been chosen. They ran ads in all the papers, and there's a committee put together, and the committee consists of people who've already been outstanding women of Carbon County, or I'd be southeastern Utah, because we are incorporating Emory County in this. And so that's named about 2:00 that day, and then right after 2:00 we have the afternoon keynote. So we have the 2 keynotes, lunch, lots of food. We have vendors. We have 30 vendors all set up. So the women love to shop. So we always have our vendors.
What kind of vendors are you going to have there? Tell me that.
Oh,
roughly.
Everything. We have food vendors. We have makeup. We have, I'm trying to think. Darcy Powell always does one with all her caramel apples.
Oh, those are delicious.
We have clothing vendors. Oh, yes. No, tell me. It's a sugar day for me on those days. Just all types of vendors, a scarf vendor, jewelry vendors, things like that. The whole student center is lined on the outside, and in the grand hallway is nothing but vendors.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay, so this is Friday, March 24th at 8:30 in the morning up at the student center. And yep. Do they need to register beforehand, or can they do it at the door?
We prefer they register beforehand, and you can do it online. You go to USU Eastern website, and there's a link on the website to the USU Eastern Women's Conference, and you can pay either by PayPal or you can pay by credit card. And that just gives a better indication of how much food you prepare that day. So that's the biggest thing. If they wait till the day of, then we'll run out of food. So that's why we prefer pre-registration.
Thank you, Susan, for being with us on Castle Country Focus. This sounds like an exciting women's conference this year.
Hey, thank you so much.